the castle being the jewel in the crown, or one of them most definitely within the county. And unfortunately, and I've seen it myself firsthand, I'm a very regular visitor in Glenveagh. I live quite close to it. And the disappointment from the visitors and the local community, you can see it very clearly, and they get very frustrated after travelling a huge distance, maybe from abroad, as far away maybe as Australia or China or anywhere at all, and to find out that the castle is closed, a castle with huge history, with massive importance to our local community and to our county. And not just that there, but to the 32 counties as a whole, this castle is very, very important. And having loads of conversations with the Glenveagh community, it's to my understanding now is that there is an issue when it comes to staffing. There is an issue where that the government has chosen not to invest what needs to be invested to keep this castle opened all the time. And what I'm hearing, and I'm hearing quite loud and quite clear, is that the castle now is under threat to be closed full time. That is not acceptable. I would be calling on the government to immediately engage positively with the Glenveagh community, and make sure that the staff that is needed is put in place immediately.
Is it not a case, though, that recruitment campaigns for the necessary staff have taken place, or is it a case, as you touched on or claim, that the government hasn't sanctioned the necessary funding to employ the staff in the first place? What is the story there?
Well, look, not just in terms of National Parks and Wildlife, we've seen this right across the board in relation to public service, where the staffing levels are not anywhere near what they need to be. We see it ourselves within Corlicombe and Ningal, and now we're seeing it in terms of Glenveagh. And if this is what I believe it to be, it is not acceptable. It's not acceptable, first and foremost, for the hard-working staff that work in that estate, and then for us as locals, and then for the wider community. You have Corlicombe and Ningal, you have Fáilte Éireann, who are working hard, trying to get the numbers up, trying to bring investment into the county, but yet the failure of government to actually invest into the staffing that's needed. And I think this really just reflects the attitudes of government and those, even from the county maybe, that are in government, who sits at the trough towards our county as a whole. And I think it's just contempt as a whole is how they view Ningal.